Joined on the phone by another person who's been a Tar Heel for a long time, but also has Virginia roots, Dr. Debbie Strowman, longtime player, coach, professor, commentator, and expert on all things athletics, to talk about the historic hiring of Hubert Davis as Tar Heel head basketball coach. Debbie, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Definitely, everybody is in a buzz over the past, 4 or 5 days? With the announcement of Coach Roy stepping back to be in the rocking chair and play golf. And I'm very, very appreciative and thankful for Bubba Cunningham and Chancellor Kevin Gushkowitz for making this decision very, very fast. So now we can focus on the next.
Absolutely. And a quick decision, and also I think a fairly predictable decision. Hubert Davis was the betting favorite, according to the organizations that were putting odds on the different names. And Bubba Cunningham and Kevin Gushkowitz were the two that were ultimately responsible for making the choice. But by all accounts, Roy Williams had a lot to say about this. And, you know, he was definitely promoting Hubert Davis among potentially other candidates. Do you think it's the right choice for Carolina? What are your thoughts on Coach Davis?
Well, it was definitely Coach Davis's to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anytime when you've got, you have an extreme, extreme love for this university. In fact, I'm reminded of that. What was that television show? Everybody Loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it for Coach Davis. He's youthful looking. His 50 years on this earth have been very, very kind to him, but he is older, but he has a youthful look. He's polite, he's personable, and he's done everything, as in he's got the Carolina education on the court and off. And so I'm very, very excited and happy for Coach Davis. But then I put on my critical thinking cap, and he's got a challenge. This is one of the most coveted coaching jobs in any sport, college or pro. But the challenge right now is Coach Davis having the ability to make sure he has the time and the space to build his own style. Is he going to be too close to Coach Smith and Coach Williams, or is he going to be too far away from Coach Smith and Coach Williams? And we won't know that for a while. I imagine we're going to have to give him at least three years. But two things that are important. The game has changed and the players have changed. The game right now, if anybody stayed up and watched that blowout last night of Baylor to Gonzaga, and it's been said for a while that guards rule the college game. And those guards just did with surgical precision, right? Just like what the courts have said about the gerrymandering in our state with surgical precision, they just tore apart Gonzaga. And then, of course, it is positionless basketball. You know, Coach Smith, Coach Williams, strong belief in the big man, you know, at least two strong big men on the court. But right now, what's leading in college basketball is everybody plays just about every position. And so this big three or a stretch four, this type of player that can switch on defense, can move their feet, that's the nature of the game today. And then lastly, I'll just say the players. College is now the stepping stone to the pros. It's not a place to develop over 2 to 3 years. And so can you win with four or five five-star athletes or four-star athletes who don't plan on being there very long? Is it better to go with one or two super elite players and then develop some 2 and 3-star players? Well, if that's the formula, I don't know who has that formula consistently where it's working, because right now Duke, Kentucky, Texas, Villanova, Gonzaga, and Carolina all lead with top players, but that hasn't turned into any rings lately.
That's also an important point about consistency. I mean, we're relying on the 5-star one-and-dones every single year. You've got new people that you're bringing in, and some of them are really going to work out, and some of them are just going to not, and that's the nature of the beast, right?
Yes, and it changes the chemistry of your program. You know, you're betting everything that you're going to sign this player. He comes, and he needs to get his stats because he's not planning on staying. And so how does that affect the chemistry?
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect practice play when you know you need to have some other players who will be around longer to develop? and give them confidence. And if their minutes are being reduced because you've got the star player who's drawing fans, who's, you know, bringing attention to your program, who's hitting the big shot, but what does that mean when that player leaves? So I know Coach Davis, he knows this, that the staff that he puts together is going to be critical. I know Sean May has been retained, but you have to have a strong, strong coaching staff that can relate to these players today and help them to see that it's okay to stay an extra year. I'm not even going to say 3 or 4 years, but at least 2 years, because the game has changed.
And certainly, and speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, and certainly Coach Davis is kind of personally in a position to succeed there. He's got a lot of NBA experience and a lot of experience just in the pros with his work at ESPN after he was in the NBA. Plus, he was a great three-point shooter for Carolina before it was cool back in the 80s and the 90s. So at least personally, he's got that background. What has been your experience with Coach Davis that gives you some indication as to how he's going to succeed or not succeed as head coach?
So my connection to Coach Davis is more through his uncle, actually, Uncle Walt Davis, you know, Mr. UNC legend. But knowing Coach, Mr. Walter Davis, and then connecting to Hubert through my position as a professor. And so I have very, very fond memories of speaking to Coach Davis about his athletes who were my classes. And then, of course, catching him on campus from time to time as he was in the role of checking on his players, as in making sure that they're in class, following up, you know, if there are any type of tensions or going on between players and professors. But that is my connection. In terms of the community, he's been an outstanding young man helping young people. He has a program. I don't know if it's still active in terms of his being active, but it was called Volunteers for Youth, where Coach Davis was working with people in the community to help provide good, positive role models, mentorship opportunities for young people. But Coach Davis is definitely one of the most pleasant, one of the most kind young men. I've got to stop saying young. He's 50 years old. He looks like he's 25, but he is one of the finest gentlemen in our UNC community. And so I believe that hearing Kenny Smith last night during the broadcast just rave about how the players are excited as well, I think that's going to be one of those keys to help Coach Davis connect with this type of player. You know, all of the top programs have players who played in the NBA, who've coached in the NBA. They have people connected to their program, alumni, coaches, who have that NBA experience. But how do you relate to them? And so I think the Tar Heel community, as in alumni players, I think it's second to none in terms of where they're all positioned in business and in the pros, coaches, administrators. So casting that net very wide and asking them to be a part of helping North Carolina stay at the top, I think that's a big challenge for Coach Hubert. But again, any indication from Kenny Smith, they're ready to help out.
Well, exciting week and an exciting day for Tar Heel basketball fans everywhere. Dr. Debbie Stroman, as always, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. I want to put in a plug. Basketball Analytics Summit is here. I can't believe the year has flown by, but it is April 16th. Go to basketballanalyticssummit.com, and Coach Brad Fredrickson from UNC Basketball is going to be a part this year as well.
Basketballanalyticssummit.com. Go there for more information. Debbie, thank you so much.
Thank you.